The Jason Gregor Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now prices are reduced by $7,500 or more on 2017 Corvette Stingrays with 0% financing for 60 months. Winter pricing in August at Lakewood Chev. As we go around the NHL, brought to you by Cougar Paint and Collision. There when you need them. Call or stop in. No appointment required. They will see you right away. You can trust Cougar Paint and Collision. Their family serving your family, 88th Street and Yellowhead Trail. Ryan Kennedy from the Hockey News joins us as the NHLPA Rookie Showcase is going on right now. Ryan, what's the premise of this? Is this just the NHLPA trying to showcase some of their young potential future stars?
Well, what it is an event they've been doing for years in Toronto where Upper Deck, the card company, they take photos and they do videos with a really good roster of players that they believe will be rookies for the next year. Essentially, these kids are getting their first cards done, their first hockey cards done, and you know, we haven't seen them in real NHL uniforms yet. So they take to the ice, you know, they go through different stations, they have some fun. There's always a ping pong table there, and you see these guys in full uniform for usually the first time. So that's basically the premise, and every year it's a pretty good crop.
So, you know, when you look at this group, I know that they have a lot of front of the cards, but am I wrong? I thought there's a component also. They talk to the kids. Maybe they bring in former players to kind of talk about life in the NHL. Did I get that wrong?
That's never been part of the event that I've seen, but that might be behind the scenes. When they invite the media, it tends to just be the on-ice portion, and then they sort of do the fun things as well.
Okay. Well, looking at this group of players, there's some pretty good players, and you know, representation was kind of just all over the place. Was there a guy that kind of stood out you personality-wise? Because we know that there's a big segment of the fans that want to see more personalities from these young guys.
Yeah. You know, one kid that is very outgoing and has been for years is Jeremy Bracco, the Toronto Maple Leafs pick. And the sort of fun thing with this particular group is it was very heavy on American talent. A lot of kids from that gold medal world junior team, such as Bracco, but it's fun to watch them interact because you had Clayton Keller, who for me, he might be the Calder favorite heading into this season with Arizona. He was there, as was his former Boston University teammate, Charlie McAvoy. So they were kind of cracking on each other during the media interviews. But then you had Bracco as well. You know, both him and McAvoy come from Long Island. So Bracco was chirping McAvoy about wearing a Boston Red Sox hat, even though he's from New York originally. So you see those interactions, and you know, it's fun to see the kids and how competitive they get, even when they're just playing ping pong. So I would say, you know, you look at Bracco and you look at McAvoy; those are a couple of the kids that kind of stand out to me from that crop.
So you feel Keller's one of your leading guys for the Calder. Anyone else? Like you mentioned Charlie McAvoy, and I'm pretty sure he still qualifies as a rookie for next season. You know, he was great for the Bruins down the stretch in the few games he got into. Anybody else of the 26 players that were there that you think will have a decent impact in the NHL this season?
Yeah, I would look at Brock Besser from the Vancouver Canucks. You know, like Charlie McAvoy, he got in a couple of games at the end of the season last year just to get his feet wet. And I think that can be very crucial for these young kids, particularly coming out of the college game, just to see what the lifestyle is like when the schedule is a bit more compacted. And, you know, you look at Keller, you know, Arizona, they're going to need scoring. You look at Vancouver and Besser, the Canucks are going to need scoring. And these teams, you know, they might not be very good this year, but when you look at the Calder Trophy, a lot of it's about opportunity. And I think Bess is going to have a really good chance to have a scoring role on that Vancouver squad. And he'll be given a little more rope than he would if the Canucks were, you know, loading up at the deadline, trying to make a big run. He is their future. He's part of a core that they're building, and I think they're doing a pretty nice job right now. And the fact that he already has a little bit of chemistry with Bo Horvat, I think, is a very good sign.
What about Clayton Keller? How do you see him fitting in this season?
Well, you know, much like Besser, like I said, you know, Arizona, they're going to be a very young squad, and they're going to need scoring. And I think with Keller, he's so smart, and you know, he's so elusive, he's so good with the puck. And he'll have so much opportunity in Arizona as the Coyotes try to figure out, you know, what their team's going to look like for the next couple of years, that I think he could put up a pretty decent amount of points. And again, here's a kid where he could probably get a pretty good amount of power play time on that Arizona squad because, you know, how many different options do they actually still have there? So for him, I think he's pretty advanced. I think he knew that he was only going to spend 1 year at Boston University, and he was certainly very successful there, very successful with the World Juniors. This is the next step for him, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had a Patrick Kane kind of career. The two players really strike me as similar in terms of, you know, their frame. They're not the biggest guys in the world, but they really make the puck dance out there, and I think expectations should be pretty high for Clayton Keller.
Ryan Kennedy from the Hockey News joins us. What do you make of the Carolina Hurricanes? Because they seem to be the offseason darling of a lot of people in the National Hockey League right now.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I look at that defense core, you know, that top four, Justin Falk, Brett Pesce, Jacob Slavin, and Noah Hanifin. They're already good. They're going to be even better because we know defensemen take a couple of years to really get up to speed in the NHL. I could see them being kind of like a Nashville East. You know, the Predators, we know that that run all the way to the final was really underpinned by their defense. And I think Carolina, they've got that foundation. Now, the thing they need is a true number one center. I don't think they have one right now. I think they've got some pretty good centers. But, you know, Jordan Staal, he's a shutdown guy. Victor Rask, in a perfect world, he's a number two center. Is Elias Lindholm a possibility? He strikes me as more of a number two center as well. So what you're looking at is a bit of a void there. Now, I think they can make the playoffs without having that player. Montreal has been doing it for, you know, a decade by now. You know, they haven't had a true number one center in years. But if they're going to be a real contender, they got to figure that out. Mikey McLeod, if he can sort of hit the next level, he's one of their top prospects and probably the best center they have in the system. Maybe he's an option, but I think he needs to prove that in the next few years before we can really say Carolina's going to do damage.
Quite a few changes this offseason in Chicago, and could one of the guy who benefits from it is the mighty little Alex DeBrincat and his time?
Yeah, certainly, and I think this is a really good situation for DeBrincat because he's the type of player that he finds those soft areas in the offensive zone. He somehow gets lost, even though he scored more than 50 goals every single season he played in the Ontario Hockey League. And you look at that Blackhawks depth chart, you look at how many guys they lost, and you look at the fact that Marian Hossa is not going to be with them this year. Is it crazy to see DeBrincat on Jonathan Toews' line? I don't think it is. I think if he can earn that spot, then it could be a pretty nice landing place for him, particularly if you have Brandon Saad on the other side, you know, doing a lot of the dirty work and still bringing skill. I think if DeBrincat can prove that he can handle the defensive responsibilities of the NHL, and I think he's grown a lot in that respect in his last year in Erie, so I think he has that in him. He would be a dark horse Calder candidate for me because if everything clicks, we know that he can put the puck in the net.
And lastly, you're in Toronto. What's your thoughts on Connor Brown? You know, there's lots of talk about the other guys in Toronto, rightfully so, but Brown had a 20-goal season, which is very hard to do for a young player. What's the expectation for Brown moving forward? Is that all he's going to be? Can he be more? Was he a benefactor of all the great skill around him? Where do you see Brown going?
Well, I think the contract he signed was very good for the Leafs. Obviously, they have to be wary of cap space in the next couple of years when the other big rookies come off their entry-level deals. You know, the thing about Brown is that he can play a two-way game, and I think that's very important because, you know, with the skill the Leafs have at the high end right now and in bringing in Patrick Marleau, you know, Connor Brown, he might not have a top six role for a couple of years, but if he can be effective on a third line in bringing some offense, then that's a real boon for the Leafs. And like I said, I think he has that in him. And, you know, the fact that he could score 20 goals in that somewhat limited role, I think that's a huge good omen for the future. And, you know, with that lower cap hit, you know, 2.1 a year, that's very manageable. And I think what we're going to see from Toronto in the next couple of years is phasing out some of the veterans that were part of sort of the old guard and bringing up the roles of some of these younger kids like a Connor Brown, like a Kasperi Kapanen. So, you know, maybe Connor Brown is kind of a new Leo Komarov if Komarov's not in the picture 2 years down the road.
And are you surprised the Leafs, who gave up a lot of goals last year, really the only move on defense was bringing in 36-year-old Ron Hainsey, who played very well for Pittsburgh, don't get me wrong, but they didn't upgrade their defense enough, did they?
No, they did not. And I think, you know, if you're going to be an optimist about the Leafs, I guess you say that the maturation of the forwards will help the defensive game, because for all their offensive excellence, you know, those young kids like Matthews and Nylander, Marner, they still made mistakes in their own end, as you would expect from kids that are just learning the NHL game. I think there's probably some expectations that somebody from the Marlies, like a Travis Dermott, will take the next step and push for a roster spot to get that internal competition. But I think they're at least one very vital defenseman away from truly being a threat in the East. I think with the way things are now, they can probably make a pretty good run this year. But if they want to actually go all the way, then you're looking at least one more top pairing guy and probably another very solid top four guy to really bolster what they already have.
Ryan, appreciate your time. As a rookie camp's just over a week away, appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Ryan Canning from the Hockey News.